contingency plans for soggy Oshkosh and how they're being received. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. EAA AirVenture Oshkosh got underway yesterday, despite record rainfalls for July. The exhibit areas were generally dry and in good shape for opening day yesterday, but parts of Camp Scholer and the aircraft parking areas still had some standing water. Dick Napinski, who directs media relations for EAA, offers briefings to the press every morning of the event. Most of the time, it's pretty dry agenda stuff for the reporters, but on opening day, he went into detail on the contingency plans EAA had for the weather. I thought you'd find it of interest if you're on the fence about coming, so here are portions of Dick's comments.
I'm Dick Napinski from the EAA Media Relations staff, and welcome to AirVenture 2010. It has been a very interesting week, to say the least, to prep for this year's event. The rain, in case you are from out of town, we set a record in Oshkosh with more than 10 inches of rain to this point in July, actually through about last Friday. And that, as you can imagine, inundated the ground pretty well. And a lot of scrambling was done to make things happen. And we're still scrambling a little bit, so we're going to start with aircraft parking right now and camping, where we stand on that. First of all, the plan is to reopen the airport to show plane arrivals later on this morning. That probably will be around 10 o'clock or so. They want to do one final evaluation and see what the grounds look like. There are some dry spots, but oftentimes the volunteer crews are running into a situation where it's all wet spots trying to get to the dry spot. And it makes it kind of difficult to pull airplanes, and the airplanes can't go under their own power. They have to be pulled in by hand, and that's more time consuming and just eats up a lot of time and really wears out volunteers too. And it makes it just a little more challenging. So as far as North 40, we hope to open that up to arrivals sometime today. Whether that will be before the air show, after the air show, we're still determining that. Some of that will be determined as well by the arrival of DC-3s coming up from Rock Falls and elsewhere today. They'll be coming in under as show planes. We could have as many as 24 or more of them coming up today. We had about 6 or 8 come in yesterday, some of which you will see around the grounds. So there's quite a crew of that. The other thing I want to mention, we may, because of trying to bring in arrivals, as many arrivals as we can, because people have been sitting in outlying airports for a couple of days, we may shorten up showcase and air show flying today. The final determination on that hasn't been made yet, but we hope to do that if we can bring more arrivals in. Just to give you a little background, if you haven't been following the blogs or what's been going on, airplanes have been parked at Fond du Lac. Matter of fact, they closed runway 927 down in Fond du Lac to allow for parking and camping down there, and they filled that. Appleton parking area, as a commercial air carrier airport, they can't have any camping up there, but they parked as many airplanes as they could on hard surfaces. Here in Manitowoc, they took several hundred airplanes in Manitowoc for parking and camping, and then outlying airports all over the state. So it really has been beneficial to see everybody pitching in like that. So it's very much appreciated how the aviation people have all pitched in on this one. As far as the campgrounds on Camp Scholer, as you probably realize, we have had many branch campgrounds break out in Oshkosh here in such places known as the old Walmart parking lot, the former Sears Kmart parking lot, Rustero Kia, former auto dealership parking lot, any place we can put things, including the Country USA grounds across the road on hard surfaces there, and most recently now the Winnebago County Fairgrounds on the north end of town. Any place with large surfaces, hard surfaces, that we can put the big rigs on, we have been doing so. The big Class A rigs, the motorhomes, the 40,000 pound vehicles, just the grounds would not withstand them right now. It's drying out there, but it's not ready for those big rigs yet. So we're bringing in tent campers. We're bringing in the light pop-up units right now. Continuing to watch it dry. Talking to the campground people today, they said they're right at the tipping point right now, where you can see things really start to dry and maybe start to solidify a little bit on the grounds. The one thing we want to mention, actually a couple of things. First of all, most people have been in excellent spirits out there. Some people don't get the spot they want. Some people have to change their plans a little bit, boy, I would say 98-99% of them have just taken it very well as one of those great Oshkosh experiences that they'll tell everybody else about sometime. As far as the off-site campgrounds, we are supplying portable toilets, we are supplying dumpsters, we are supplying shuttle buses, and also supplying them with a daily information update as to things like dump stations, water supplies that they'll need for those motorhomes. So we're trying to accommodate them as best that we can. As the grounds open up, if in a day or two it allows the big rigs to start coming back in, we'll try to get the ones that were sent out first, bring them in first, and try to set it up. And we're working on the financial end of things too to make sure they get credit for the days they are not on site. So all of that is part of a very complex contingency plan that I think got bent even farther than one could even imagine before we started. If you would have told us this a month ago, it is completely different than any air venture preparation we've had, at least in the past 25 years. So that's where we stand right now. Last night, the campgrounds did close to registrations for the second straight night. One thing they discovered, when you're looking for standing water in the grounds, it really helps if you have daylight. And they discovered that, unfortunately, in some awkward ways when you're standing in the middle of it. So they closed up registrations, cleared as many people as they could, and moved forward again this morning. They're back open, taking registrations now. So the other thing I want to mention, and this is for aircraft parking, for camping parking, I've always been impressed with our volunteers. These people have gone above and beyond this year. We have people here on vacation who are putting in 20-hour days, and they have just been incredible. If we did not close camping registration, they would stay there all night. You can't say enough about those people. They've done a wonderful job. On aircraft ops, they're going out, they're looking at the grounds every hour to see what's improved. Can we pick up 5, 10, 15 spots someplace? All of those things are taking place. So it's been really incredible. Also like to mention about the cooperation of City of Oshkosh and Winnebago County. Not just the governmental officials, but also everybody who we have asked, can we use some of your space? Can we park some motorhomes here? They have been, certainly, let's work it out, let's figure it out, any of the legal agreements, all of those things that have to be figured out before you just start parking motorhomes. Very willing, even through the weekend. People working on Saturday and Sunday to make that happen. So it really shows a spirit of cooperation and a lot of support in the local area for this event. And so I think we can all be grateful and thankful to them for that.
More on EAA and the water from Dick Nepinski in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from AeroNews.
Leading the way to a new generation of aircraft, Eclipse Aerospace introduces the Total Eclipse Twin Engine Jet. The Total Eclipse is a sophisticated, high-performance aircraft with low operating costs, low environmental impact, and uncompromised safety. Every Total Eclipse jet comes with flights to 41,000 feet, max cruise speeds of 370 knots, an onboard color radar with electronic moving maps and e-charts. And, of course, every Total Eclipse comes complete with a factory warranty. Log on to eclipseaerospace.net for more information.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 G2. Interested in a substantial airplane that remains practical and affordable? Whether you're a non-pilot looking to begin flying lessons, a pilot needing personal transportation, or a fleet customer selecting the best plane to meet the demands of a multiple aircraft operation, consider the SR20 G2. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature from Oshkosh. EAA's Dick Nepinski is talking about how EAA has responded to the record-setting rainfall of the past few days.
Dick, I just had one question aside from what you addressed when you did your briefing, and that is, given how big AirVenture has become and how big a deal it is in the town, is there any thought to permanent infrastructure changes that could mitigate this in any way, or is it just something we put up with every 8 to 10 years?
Well, I think, first of all, there have been a lot of changes on the grounds. The drainage systems and things that were put in before the 2009 event have made a big difference in the exhibit areas, number one.
Number two, we're dealing with a county infrastructure in many ways with the county-owned airport that EAA leases each year. So any improvements there would have to be in partnership with the county. You know, we're always certainly willing to look at that, but when you're dealing with hundreds and hundreds of acres, how do you look at that to be most effective? And does tearing up the ground in fall and hoping it's ready by spring, does that make it even a little bit rougher? So there's a lot to consider there. That being said, the county has made some significant improvements in drainage, especially at the west end of runway 927, to help movement of water and things like that. The big thing we ran into this year, you're dealing with a record amount of rainfall, 10 inches in less than 25 days. And that's a tremendous amount of rain, regardless of where you live. Even if we were all on sandy soil, that would be tough for the ground to handle. It gets very saturated. So unfortunately, there are some things you just have to kind of deal with because of the amount of rain, and hope that the weather will come back, because the soil conditions here are not that sandy. They're clay-based soils. And so it's just not going to drain, even if you put sand on top. And so you have to deal with some of it. You make the improvements where you can, and you keep moving forward.
I hate to look at this as a bright side, but with the recession on, there were a bunch of empty parking lots to use.
Unfortunately, yes, for the businesses, but fortunately for us. And the one thing I really do want to mention, every single business or realty or development company we called said, sure, how can we help? How can we help this event move forward? I think it's a testament to the popularity of the event. It's a testament to the community support for the event and the strength of the relationship with the Oshkosh and Winnebago County communities.
What have you had to do from a volunteer and an infrastructure standpoint just to get notice out to people when they are able to get back into the campgrounds?
That's been a fascinating thing, because people have been shuttled to about five or six offsite campgrounds. And we've had to get word out to them, first of all, when they're here registering. Then on a daily basis, we are printing up items and distributing them to each of the outside campgrounds, and also having an EA representative at each of those offsite campgrounds to answer questions from those people. Things like, where can I go for a dump station for my RV? Where can I get fresh water? Do you have any idea when we can get back into Camp Scholler? What are the conditions like? All of those questions need to be answered, and we want to help them. And most people have taken it in really good spirits. Some people said it's like having a three-day tailgate party out there sometimes.
Yeah. Well, Dick, you guys seem to have a handle on it, and congratulations for getting the event open and running on time.
Well, thanks a lot. It's been a challenge, but every year's a challenge. This one's just a new one.
The weather at Whitman yesterday was beautiful, sunny, low 80s, and breezy. By the end of the day, some standing water around the media area had dried up, inspiring hope that more aircraft and car parking might be opened up before the event's over. Check with EAA.org for updated details throughout the week. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.